When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Tom here with a little note before the episode starts. This is a two-parter. We didn't mean to do that, but we started recording. Turns out there's a ton of meat on the breakup songs. Bone, we're all little sad boys, and all of our listeners are too, so sad boys and girls. And you guys gave us a ton of breakup songs to talk about, slash we had a million of our own, so we don't get to the comments in part one from the listeners. We do that in part two, and there was so much of it that I decided to make the second part when we get into the comments from you guys. So if you don't hear your comments this week, and you won't, check out next week. Part two, you'll hear all of them. And this was really fun, and our guest was Shane Torres, as you are about to hear. And Shane has some big stuff coming up. He has a special announcement that I know about, but I can't tell. You can find info on Shane at shaneisacomedian.com, and check out Tommy's Christmas special coming up. And he also is doing an hour special at the Bell House coming very soon. I believe that's going to be in January. So get on there. I will be in or around the Milwaukee area this very weekend doing a Don't Tell show on Friday, and I'll be in Rockford tomorrow, which is Thursday, and West Bend, Wisconsin on Saturday. I'm sure it'll be a great time. I just am already dreading the travel. Anyways, let's have a great episode. All right. Enjoy. Bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
It's our breakup episode, so I'm sad.
I should have switched it to the Prince of Sadness and the Wolf of Down Street. I don't know.
Dadness?
Yeah.
I got my tissues ready, my box of tissues. Yeah, I got my crying. Pint of ice cream.
Also not for crying, not for eating.
What the hell?
If you're going to fuck the ice cream, that's the whole point of that.
Rebound ice cream.
Let's just say I'm going to have a little threesome with Ben and Jerry.
I heard Stephen Colbert's late night match might come through.
Ooh, baby. I haven't had that one. I don't need a lot of Ben and Jerry's, but there was a minute where the Netflix and Chilled was pretty good, I thought. We have a guest today.
Isn't it weird that there's an ice cream named after slang for fuck?
What do you mean?
Halo Top?
That's when Cupid gives you that head. You get that Halo Top. Sometimes Cupid doesn't get the job done, like his arrow misses, and so he just has to bang you. It really is a tough job. He's like, I'll take one for the team. You ever been smashing Cupid?
And his little diaper and everything, his little angel baby diaper, trying to get up at them.
Yeah, and it feels wrong, but he's like thousands of years old.
Yeah, and he so know what he's like, doing, fine. Too. He'd be working it. Because he's a little love god, so he'd be peeling down his little diaper, getting all fucked and stuff.
Oh, my Lord. Shane Torres is on the show.
Sometime when you be doing him, it happened.
What is this, Cajun?
His wings,
Cajun-Shaney.
You know it's good because his wings, they spread out, and he almost fly away like ecstasy. It's the manifestation of a metaphor.
We've got Shane Torres on the show today.
I don't know what I was doing just then.
I liked it. We should have yes anded you or me too'd you or whatever. But,
well, that might get it done. That is bad.
I never thought about that before. Me too kind of does feel like yes and a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of improvisers are guilty.
Hey, Laser. I might get sued if I said his name.
Yep. Ooh, baby. Yeah, he did sue a bunch of people. Anyway, well, never mind. I had a story about that, but that's for off mic. anyways, we're fresh off USA just won in the qualifying rounds of the World Cup against Iran. And it's a big day. Very fun. Also, I got to watch the Pacers hit a buzzer-beating three against the Lakers in person last night.
Wow.
Very big. After having to watch them lose the night before in a disturbing fashion, it was very fun to watch that.
They just back-to-back the Lakers?
No, it was Clippers and the Lakers. Ah. Very easy road trip because they're in the same arena.
Yep. Well,
Crypto.com. Yeah, they're moving. Yep. Clips are moving. And they should get out of there.
Yeah. Fuck the Staples Center.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that anymore. It's
fuck the I know, that's what I'm saying.
Arena.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck the Staples Center. Crypto.com forever.
Yes, crypto will thrive again.
Oh, yeah, that was...
I certainly still have some.
Oh, boy.
Look, we need you guys to get on the Patreon because I am absolutely fucked. I blew it all on Dogecoin, and I thought it was sure fire winner, and I decided to hodl until, until it goes to the moon, and it didn't. It died. We had to take it out back and shoot it Old Yeller style.
Oh, no.
Tommy's dream, a.k.a. Oh, man. I have not done a single... I was just telling Shane, I have not done any shows in L.A., but I have been to two different basketball games now. This is quite the place.
You're thinking about a career switch, huh? You're going to join the NBA?
I think I'm gonna be a sideline. I think I'm gonna be a character in the stands.
Wanna be a Laker girl.
That's actually a good idea. Now we're talking. Yeah. I heard they make a lot of money. They famously are paid very fairly.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going on the road, by the way, this week. I will be in Rockford, Illinois, and West Bend, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee for one of the, I'm doing a Don't Tell this weekend, so if you're in Milwaukee, come out to a show, why don't you?
Come out to a show.
Come on.
I've been to Rockford. It's fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not. It's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it seems like a bummer, to be honest. I don't think I'm really looking for... I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to say anything bad, but I'm sure it'll be a good time. But I have to rent a car.
This is what Rockford they tune in for.
I'm going to have to... I was just leading into... It feels like a breakup of a town. I don't know.
Ah!
I feel like it's a place to listen to sad music. I should note, I am not going through a breakup.
Happily married.
In case anyone was worried, I am happily married.
Yeah. This would be a funny way to announce that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing breakup songs.
We just see behind Tom, and it's just one twin bed.
It is actually two twin beds pushed together, which is
we call that the I Love Lucy.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom. Yeah. Like, it is funny to, like, we're in a fight, so we just pull the beds apart.
Fuck you. No, fuck you, too. I like it.
Oh, I have to say, you can't say rent a car without ta car.
That's true.
Something
That's
you should
true.
Think about.
Mm-hmm. I should ask for a free car for that. You can't spell rent a car without ta car. And they're like, it says your last name is Brady on here. And I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. Look at my very late night sets. they say ta car.
My bag that I travel with, it says farts on the side as a joke. Like, I had it stenciled. Mm-hmm.
Embroidered,
and,
right?
Yeah, whatever it is. And then I put it on a counter, and the clerk attendant was like, "Is that your real last name?"
Shane Bart.
That is amazing.
Shane.
Is that your real last name? Mm-hmm.
And it is. That's
yeah. I was like, I just part. Look at my look at your computer. My fucking face is on it. For God's sake.
Yeah.
That's why, also, that's why you're working at the Sioux City Airport, you idiot.
Oh, don't talk to middle America like that.
I'll talk to whoever I want like that.
This is our
I'm an elitist. I'm an elitist.
Most of our listeners work at the Sioux City Airport. We're big there. They actually play it over the intercoms there.
That would be
they play the pod.
If I heard a podcast at an airport, that would be the end of society. Like you know no pilots are paying attention then. It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. They should. It would be funny if the pilot was like, "Hey, I want to. It's a long flight. I'm going to listen to a podcast over the. I am just so bored."
Oh man, that'd be so fucking funny. He's like, "Yeah, we got a nice 6-hour flight, favorable tailwinds, and should be a pretty easy flight. Little turbulence over in the Midwest, and guys, since it's such a long flight, I would really like to listen to the prophet Joe Rogan speak about
Elon Musk. Yeah, yeah. A good episode of Joe Rogan. So
yeah,
we're going to be listening to that. And
looks like Cate Blanchett's on WTF, so we're going to be tuning in.
Yeah, and
hold on, got to skip past the first part.
Yeah, wish I could just skip between here and Boise. You know what I mean? Just get that over with.
Anyway,
how much of this podcast do you think your listeners have skipped so far?
Oh, probably a lot.
Yeah,
probably no. They love when we have the Shaney.
Oh, that's
nice.
True. Yeah, I have fun on this one. It's been too long. I was afraid.
I know.
I was afraid I made you mad.
We wanted to have you on in person before Tom left, but
yes.
I think you had a million shows with on the road.
Yeah,
I think was the problem.
Yeah, sorry guys. Well, now we have to do it from afar. Look at my, look how much sunnier and nicer Tom's apartment just feels than our places. Tommy, you look like you're broadcasting from the inside of an old woman's bra. That is the beigest looking thing. Yeah. Old ramshackle boobs.
Sometimes it does feel like Tommy's like in a padded room.
Yeah. Put a picture up or something, man.
Well, yeah.
It's like you're inside the womb and you're about to be the oldest baby ever born.
We've gotten so much mileage out of all of Tommy's backgrounds.
Yeah.
There we go. It's not getting better, Tommy.
Jesus Christ.
It's only you showed us another blank wall. Guys, get on the Patreon so Tommy can afford like a cat like hanging from the tree poster.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, you should just put like bad inspirational post quotes up behind you for your bed. That would be such a funny podcast backdrop. They were like, "Tough times don't last, but tough people do." And then the cat, and then like a picture of Muhammad Ali and something like just not, you know. Because it varies so greatly, you know. Like we don't have it all together, but together we have it all. Or what?
Oh, I like that. I like that. Home is where my art is.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't rent a car without a car.
God damn it!
It's just a woman crying in a poster. What?
Just an enterprise rental car employee, just like. Looks like he's fed up.
Okay. Oh, I had a good story for the topic. So we're doing breakup songs.
Breakup songs.
And the first ever breakup song that was like my breakup song was seventh grade, first relationship.
Oh, what was her name?
Allison. And,
you said that like it was the joke way. What's her name?
Sometimes, Tommy's gay, everyone. I don't know.
There you go.
No, everything I say is in the joke way. I can't be serious anymore. I've got too much to lose. Whatever. Let's get going. Breakup songs. Tommy's dated a woman named Allison in seventh grade.
And she's a woman.
Yes. Yep, she was a voluptuous woman. Picture Jennifer Coolidge.
You know,
add 40 years.
I called her my woman friend in seventh grade. Busty, raspy cigar, firm triceps.
She drove the school bus.
Oh, my God. First breakup song.
Mm-hmm.
I will see if you guys can guess it.
Can I ask a few questions about the relationship?
Yeah, sure. I also have some questions. Yeah.
How long did it last?
It was definitely, it was like multiple months for sure.
Okay.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
kid years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
You were, did you tell her you loved her?
Probably. But yeah, it was like we were both in theater and it was like.
Oh, yeah. Kinda, that's so, where it's so weird.
She was just a fucking actress the whole time.
And baby. you were all there with your fucking Robert Evans dick swinging around, producing and being a big timer.
Yeah, I was the producer. Yeah.
Ah!
Seventh grade.
Get me someone younger, a seventh grader.
This is not working.
Did you guys act in a scene together?
Definitely. Well, I remember we once shared a kiss when I was in full makeup as the character Chief Sitting Bull in Annie Get Your Gun, which a part I could not play today.
That, yeah. You can cancel Tommy and be done with this whole thing.
Yeah. You need a new podcast co-host, Tom? I'm ready to come in.
Oh, when Tommy gets canceled, our Patreon is going to blow the fuck up. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. One of us needs to get it out of the way.
Say goodbye to the Prince of Snarkness and hello to the Lord of Fartness. Here we go.
Let's go. Let's just say fucking. Why don't we just all three do the podcast every time now?
Okay, cool.
I'm tired of booking guests. This sucks. Oh.
Shane, come to our podcast. Also, you book all the guests now.
Yeah, you have to book them. Yeah, we're gonna get a fourth mic in here as if we don't already fucking interrupt each other all the fucking time.
So, can I ask why you guys broke up or who dumped who?
I can't remember. Those come
on. Yeah, you know what you did. You can't remember. Stop trying to get out of the alimony payments.
You were the Harvey Weinstein of seventh
grade.
No. You were bad.
You said, give me some of that sweet seventh grader stuff.
But this is a song.
Okay, so we can't hear it, but. Oh, here we go. Oh, Puddle of Mud. Yes.
Could you hear it, Chin?
Yeah. I'm so disappointed in you.
That was my like dumbass seventh grade. There was a song called She Hates Me, so I had to be my first breakup song.
That's weird because you have such great taste in music. And that's yeah, like, and that's where you like, yeah. And I think the breakup song is like the, you know, that your first one is kind of like an important, like, stepping stone. I think.
Some people even would say that the first cut is one of the deepest ones.
Oh, you shut the fuck up.
The rest of the things I will play will just be normal, sad, sad stuff. Yeah, but I had to get that one out of the way because I rewrote the lyrics of it to be about her and showed it to my friend.
Oh, do you remember any?
Please tell us the lyrics.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. You know one of the lines. Tell us one of them.
Written on the wall across from
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Just says Allison in backwards lettering.
Oh, man. I was trying to put that together, like Nolissa, but I don't think that's it. No, it'd be like Nosilla.
Nosilla?
Nosilla.
She fucking hates Tommy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only change I made.
I cried too hard, didn't you? Don't
my feeling like I'm Tommy. Tom.
That wasn't the brightest kid.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a lot like Bam Bam from the Flintstones. He could only say his own name. Oh, man. That's a good. I didn't have any youthful breakups. So, like, I'm trying to think of. My first breakup was with my friend now. When I was like 19. Oh, no, that's not true. When I was 18, the girl that I was afraid to kiss, and she got mad at me and said that I was a bitch. And she didn't say that, but I just wouldn't make a move, and she told people, and it was a bummer. But I think I was listening to a lot of Coldplay. I think I was listening to Radiohead then, so it was a lot darker than it needed to be. You know what it was. It was Creep. I was listening to Creep at the time.
Yeah, that's for like a
most stereotypical one.
But like for a suburban kid going through a, it's like,
It's I was a suburban kid. I lived in the fucking woods, bitch.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm saying it's good. I'm complimenting
to, like,
you.
Banjo.
It's pretty. Yeah. It's like, I think it's the best artsy breakup song you're gonna hear on the radio, for the most part. Like, there's not.
Sure.
Yeah, like it's up there for sure. You know.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't playing on our radio. I thought I discovered radio. Like, my sister had the CDs, and it was back
Edison?
When. Yeah, yeah. Sam Ash.
Radio.
I'm going to rush you in a golden age to America.
No, my sister had a bunch of CDs that she let me borrow when I got my first iPod. And I was like, I just took everything she had because I was like, oh, I'll just listen to all this music. And then tried to get into Radiohead, got really into the early stuff. But I was like, I had not heard Creep like on the radio and stuff. So I was listening to it like, whoa, why aren't people talking about this? And then it was like, I found out it was like the most stereotypical. Yeah. Like
radio. What kind of music do you like? Well, I'm mostly into cool underground shit you've never heard of.
There's another Radiohead song though that I was really into, I think from the same album, that's just as sad. What the fuck was it? It's off, or maybe it's off the Bends. Thinking About You. Oh, that one fucked me up. Yeah, that one was. That one's a lot. And then the You Do It to Yourself song. Oh my god, they're so good.
That one's from the Bends. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's great. Yes. God, they're so good. Great. Oh, High and Dry.
Yeah,
that's such a sad song.
That's a great.
I can't believe I didn't feel by them. So. Yeah, that was perfect.
I thought so. You can fuck right off.
What was your first breakup, Shane? What was
I was in like eighth grade, probably, right? Or seventh grade?
Damn, you all started young.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, we Irish be fucking.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, hey, I don't know. Whatever. I don't fuck. I like, I love gently.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me.
Let's all talk about our fuck styles.
Fast. If I was as fast a runner as I was a fucker, then I'd be a pretty good athlete.
The guys at the NFL combine.
A combine for fuck.
Combine.
Combine.
All right.
Let's combine our efforts and make up. Nope.
Okay.
Come is. This is. Well, I can't remember what my first breakup song, but I imagine it was something on the radio of the era. So that would probably have been like.
Elvis.
Piano, the first piano instrumental.
The Entertainer. So.
Bum, bum, bum. What? This is a new thing. I'm 100 years old or something.
Yeah. Well, Bobby's not here. Someone has to be.
Yeah, we gotta do it to somebody.
Okay,
come on.
Yeah. It's good. It's his birthday. I get it. We let him off. this is Countess's present for me. I will say this. I can't remember then, but I very much remember after I had sex for the first time.
Let's go.
First of all, the album that played was Portishead's "Dummy" when we did it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's real. That should tell you a lot about who I was. And then that Fuel song "Shimmer" was always playing on the radio. Then.
Oh wow!
You remember that? So
we've already brought up Puddle of Mud and Fuel in this episode.
Yeah. I like when my girl gives me that Portishead.
Your girl's Bobby Portis.
Yeah, Bobby Portis. Really fast, Shane. Is that getting you routed up or what?
I can't hear it.
God damn it, I was worried about that. Sometimes that happens. It's I was playing Portishead "Dummy."
Well, I'm still rotted up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that was like the first, like that's the one that like holds like I remember a lot of it, you know, like songs and stuff. But there's definitely more. It's weird. Because I'll never listen to that album again, I think, in the most. Like, I mean, I might, like, hear in the. You know what I mean? But it's, like, weird to, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just weird to think about that. And you're like, well, that album, I can't. Like, and then I'm like, was this ever good or was I just so attached to it?
Sure. I mean, it might have been good. We should, maybe we should. I don't know a lot of Portishead.
I mean, that album is, I remember it being great, and I've listened to it a few times, pieces here and there, but it's like, it's definitely something you have to be in the mood for. It's a fucking heartbreaker.
Yeah, I need to give that a listen, because I was liking what I was just hearing, and it wasn't making me rot it up like I hoped, but it was...
It's making you wet.
Sure.
You were wet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what else? The Third Eye Blind, How's It Gonna Be, is way up there for me too. And then Deep Inside of You, God, they had some fun stuff there. Come on, everybody wants to shit on them all the time.
What's a classic breakup song that you think a lot of people roll to?
Dude, I just realized I've played this on the show before, so I'm not gonna do it again. But Losing a Whole Year is like a top tier breakup song. You know that song?
I know it. What?
It's a Third Eye Blind.
It's
one.
A Third Eye Blind. Yeah. It's their first album opener, and it's just it just fucking knocks it out of the park. It's so good. But it's just a good breakup song. It's it's about wasting a year of your life with somebody.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say this. You know, it's a great breakup song. Is Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Oh yeah,
you gotta fuck.
It's funny that you're going with Rolling in the Deep. That is a good one, but yeah. I do remember jogging around after my engagement ended to fucking someone like you and just crying while I was jogging. I might do that today.
Oh my God. Move's going well.
Yes, but it's me picturing my little friends in New York. Yeah, I'll find someone.
Your
like,
little friends.
Like Kev. Yeah, my little friends, like Kev.
What is
well,
like
as far
the,
as like classic what? Ones?
Yeah,
yeah. What you were asking, I was writing out a list of some ones that I've liked in my time, and Bob Dylan's "Don't Think Twice, It's All Right" was one I had to throw on there. That's another the.
That's a taste one. I you know what was like one that was kind of it was just I don't know why it resonates so much. It resonates with the holidays for me and breakups. Is Bush's "Glycerine"?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
I don't know what
that's a fun one
because that was like all that was. I never hear that song all year, and then I always hear it at Christmas time. I guess it sounds like it's got instruments, so maybe it's I don't know. But I don't know why. It gets
I'm gonna throw that on for the people who didn't get to hear Buzz Ballad commercials,
or you know anybody who's not in their 30s yet.
Here is "Glycerine."
Still can't hear that one. Bad moon water gun.
Damn, that's one of the few times I've nailed the fucking skip in a while. I've been off my game.
Could you hear that, Tommy? I couldn't hear it.
It's you might it not be able to hear it. The listeners will be able to. That's Zoom shit.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. All right. Well, then I don't care. Yeah.
You know the song.
I love the guitar in that song too. The distortion and always it hits me the right way.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled up a list of I got a top 10 breakup songs list.
Oh,
nice.
Why don't you guys go against each other? I'll name the artist. Whoever gets the song and the winner gets to date me. Okay.
You're gonna name. Wait, what's?
I'm gonna name
again?
The artist. You got to name the song.
Okay.
All right. I like that.
Number 10. A song I recently sang on stage at a wedding with the band Gloria Gaynor's.
Oh,
Survive.
Shit. Yeah.
I Will Survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's a good one. Yeah, that is like cuz that's like a uplifting one. Cuz there's like I'm just down.
Uplifting ones
there's
sometimes.
One that's like, I'm in a bottle of whiskey and there's ones that are like fuck this, I'm going to be fine. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This next one is definitely I'm in a bottle of whiskey. One of the ultimate
It's called I'm in a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. It's by Disturbed and it's called Bottle of Whiskey. No, this is a classic. Bill Withers.
Oh, Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, she's Ain't No Sunshine. I was gonna say When She's Gone. I said I had the second part of it for some reason. That song is so fucking good.
It's crazy how good. Do you ever? Oh, what was his next biggest song?
There's another really big one. Yeah. This one. There's like a more uplifting one.
Lovely Day.
Yeah.
Lovely
Day. Yeah. Of course. That was after the breakup, and he got better. That's when you fall in love with someone.
Mm-hmm. Use Me is a fun one.
Yeah.
The next one, I won't give the artist, but we've already the artist has already been talked about in the last 10 minutes on this show.
I'm gonna guess Adele.
It is Adele.
Someone Like You.
It is Someone Like You at number 8.
Wow, that's worth 2 points.
Why is that? I feel like I'm going through a breakup right now because Tom's count is 2 points and mine count is 1.
Number 7. Okay. This is the childhood band of one of our least controversial pop stars named Michael Jackson.
Oh, the Jackson 5.
Wait,
I Want
Janet
You Back.
Jackson?
Oh, I Want You Back.
Yeah.
Oh, good yeah. job.
That one's worth 7 if we're just making up
values. No. I'll give you 6.
I'll give you
6. Well, it should be 5, if anything. There's 5 in the band name.
Okay, it's worth 5. Fine.
Look, it's 6 or nothing, all right?
So that song,
what if that's how the band got the name and there's like one normal Jackson out there? He was like, look, it's Jackson 6 or nothing. And they're like, you're fired. And then the Jackson 5.
It's weird to think of that. I mean, it's obviously lyrically a breakup song, but it's so I never think of it that way. I just think of it as like a really fun pop song.
Yeah. It's hard to think of children singing as a fucking breakup song. Yeah.
It is interesting when it's upbeat and the lyrics are like, you're like, and you get into it and you're like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this next one, the modern classic, Miss Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, since you've been gone.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
I got, I don't know. This is so funny. My buddy took her to prom. She went to high school in the town next to mine. Yeah.
Wow. This is a scoop.
You didn't know that?
Big scoop. I can't believe this didn't come up faster.
This is how this happens all the time. Me and old KC are buds.
Damn.
No.
That's wild.
She worked at the movie theater that was between our two towns. She was really nice. Nice person.
Oh, my God.
She's like genuinely, crazy. Like, I remember
Matt
her being
Rogers talking to her.
Very sweet.
She seems very cool.
And then my buddy took her to prom. But also, one of the funniest things ever is I was on tour with Bert. And Jesus Trejo, you know him? He was with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Bert had the song stuck in his head or something. And he just goes, Jesus is like, you know, he's got that like East LA accent or that Long Beach accent. And he goes, you write that? And bro was like, yeah. And he goes, because you miss your family so much when you're on the road. And we were all like, like biting our lips. And then Bert like did the other lyrics. And then we all sang the chorus. He was like, oh, you didn't write it.
That's hysterical, it was so fucking funny, man.
Oh, he's the best. I love Jesus.
That's so good.
Number 5, a surprising entry from Outkast.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Roses?
Is no.
Baby, take off your cool. Is it that one?
It wouldn't be Prototype. Let me think. It's not. I think I know another one that's going to be coming up soon.
I don't know.
It's Miss Jackson.
I guess that makes sense.
It's very weird to put that at number 5 on this list, I would say.
Yeah.
It seems like trying to be a cool pick based on what the other ones are.
I fucking hate it when I find lists like that. They're like, just so you know, I have good taste. It's like, that's not a number 5.
Sure.
No, it's like the rest of them really make sense with the thing, including number 4. Number 4, the hint I will give is the artist is dead and the song is a cover.
Hey. Oh, I Will Always Love You.
That is exactly it, Shane.
Very wow, Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Fucking yes! In your face, Tom. Try and catch up, bitch. Well,
that's worth
I'm
at
sure
least half a point.
Pointers coming up. Yeah, that's probably a quarter of a point. That's really good.
Thanks. I'm edging you out.
Okay, number 3.
This coffee's good.
Number 3, I think, is maybe the it's one of the saddest songs of all time, and it's so good. I'm happy to see it on this list. It's a Bonnie Raitt song.
Oh, I will. I Can't Make You Love Me.
I Can't Make You Love Me.
That is
God,
the,
what a song.
Dude. It's a that song.
Great. That's a great song.
I'll share if for, and for your listeners, we have, there's a video of Justin Vernon or Bon Iver covering that
I've
song
that.
On the piano,
it's
and it is. I have goosebumps thinking about it right now. Yeah, it's like a. I can't make you. It's so good.
Oh, you're
so
playing good. It.
Yeah. If you don't. Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed.
Number two, this is a song that just came up on the podcast. So this is giving Tom a little edge on this one.
Oh, I don't think
wasting a whole year.
Song of all time.
How's it going to be?
The guest was Graham K.
Oh, shit.
The guest was Graham K. You have to give another clue than that.
Well, he talked about the replacements.
Talking about someone from
like
his
that.
Country.
Oh,
singer from
yeah.
his country.
Alex Jones
is a woman.
It's Sarah is it Sarah McLachlan?
this
no.
was less than a month ago.
I know.
It is Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah. You ought to know.
You ought to know.
Of course. That came
great
up
angry
the,
breakup yeah. song of all time. Yeah.
Is that number two? That was the number two one?
They have that as number two.
Okay, so we're tied now because that one's worth however many points I hit. Tom was behind.
Yeah, that one's worth a lot. Yeah, we're tied.
Yeah.
So number one, I can't give the artist. It'll make it so easy. There,
send it to me in the chat.
Is it Miley Wrecking Ball? No.
No, it's from the 80s.
Oh.
The song, there's a movie with the same name as the name of the song.
Dirty Dancing?
No.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
There is a color in the title.
Purple Rain.
Blue Valentine?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Oh, really?
Purple Rain, Purple Shane, won the game in your face. Time's a loser and I'm a winner. I'm still singing the Bonnie Raitt song. I'm still singing the Bonnie Raitt song.
Let's go through. So that's a great list. Thank you for pulling it up, Tommy. I'm absolutely fucking pissed that I lost the fucking game. But
fuck.
Shit. There are songs like I was trying to make my own list of breakup songs that are pretty killer.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, so you ever, like, obviously I'm married, I'm in a great relationship, but sometimes I'll hear a song and I'm like, oh, if only I could have heard that when I was going through a breakup. Like,
why?
You're just like, oh, I could really feel that then. I mean, honestly, Man I Can Pussy Drunk Too is right up there for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I was going through a breakup when I heard the song Always Not My Baby, which I'm not going to play because I've played it multiple times on here. But some classic ones that I can't believe weren't on that list. Gautier, Somebody That I Used to Know, is a huge one.
Well, that
Jewel,
list was like 50, and I only did the top 10. So some
see.
Of those might have been on there. But yeah.
I mean,
Jewel You Were Meant For
Me. Jewel You Were Meant For Me is probably my number one. I mean, that's my go-to karaoke song.
Really?
I love it. I think it's such a good breakup song. It's perfect. What do they call those songs? Flame songs or whatever, where it's just pathetic.
Is it Torch Song? Is it? Yeah.
Torch
Song. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Scott Storch exactly. Songs. That's what they call them.
Yes. one that we played on this podcast early on, from They Might Be Giants, is that, what is it? Don't. Oh, fuck. I got to look it up. It's like Don't Start or Don't Let Start is so good. Was one that our guests sent us. Or it was Rumrill and
Andrew
Tischer.
Yeah, Andrew Tischer.
That's right. It was Tischer. That's right. And I was like, I had never heard it, and I immediately was like, this is so good. And then I went through a breakup shortly after, and I was going through it and listening to Don't Let Start. So,
that's a good one.
I'm going to play a little bit of it. I'm just right off the bat. He says, "Don't let's start. I've got a weak heart." That's good. Landed from Ben Folds is a good one if you're like, because there's different categories here. There's the ones where you want to wallow in it, and there's ones where you want to like triumph. Landed is a great, like, that was a bad relationship. I'm out of it. And,
yeah.
You know, things are going to get good. Yeah, I love that shit.
There's some, yeah, there are like some, there is the, like, I'm out. I'm so sad. Maybe there, and then there's also like, I'm sad, but there's optimism. Yeah. And then there's also
Free-falling
like,
from Tom Petty's in there. Yeah. There's like the,
and there's also
driving in the car. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also the, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it'll come back. The like kind of hopeful for the same person one, which are, those are the worst ones.
Those are the, I can't get behind those, even though they, you know, I mean, that, like the Torch songs are basically that.
Yeah. I guess that's what you would call it.
I do. I guess I love those, but I don't like the idea of like,
what it does to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But someone like you is really perfect. It's just too good. It's so fucking good.
For the indie one that was like my big one in my early 20s, this was like my number one, was Jenny Lewis's You Are What You Love. I think it's my number one breakup song of all time. So I'll play a little of that. You are what you love. That's a classic.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of the ones that really, like when I was, because the hardest one I ever had was my, when I was engaged, obviously, and that ending was very tough. And driving, having to do a fucking 5-hour drive from Ohio to Indiana and do that twice back and forth. I just listened to so much shit, and a lot of it was Bon Iver.
I mean, the long drives will fuck you up in a breakup. Like, that, is
alone,
a, that is a fucking heart. That's a, just a way to get your...
yep.
Yeah. I mean, I always love...
There's World Upside Down. Skinny Love from Bon Iver is way up there for me.
It's a brilliant
that
song.
That one's great.
Actually, Blood Bank by him is one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That one rules. That's probably my favorite Bon Iver song. It's so good.
Yeah. Do you know the Radiohead song Gagging Order?
I'm sure I do. That, let me see.
I got it right here.
Ooh, pop it on for us.
Yeah, as the third host of this show, I should probably contribute some of the tech stuff. Oh man, can you guys hear this or no?
No, but it's okay.
Yeah,
the listeners will be able to hear it. Which album is it off of? I'm sure I know that.
It's on what's it called? Comlag. 2 + 2 = 5. It's some weird Radiohead shit.
Yeah.
Fucking some goddamn math equation they wrote for a music, for an album. Yeah, but that one always like got me. And I'm not like a huge Radiohead guy at all. But that song fucking, the first time I heard it, I was like, yep, that's going in the rotation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that one's good.
Yeah.
Ooh, the song that Beck does on the Eternal Sunshine soundtrack. That's like
I don't know it.
Everybody's gotta learn sometime. I think we talked about it on this show when we talked about soundtracks at some point. But that one really hits me too.
Damn. I'd get killed by the Swifties if I didn't mention the Taylor breakup classic All Too Well.
All Too Well.
That's good.
So good.
You know what song I really liked by her is that new one she put out, Coney Island. I guess it just came out last year or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then you can always go to the National for some good breakup stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And any of the Boy Genius people, they're great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, yeah. I was going to say the Julian Baker cover of the Jawbreaker song.
Accident Prone. Yeah.
Accident Prone is way up there for me. Yeah. I listen to that a lot as that is a good fucking.
Phoebe
Bridgers'
Motion
list.
Sickness has to be on there.
Oh,
as a kind of angry one. Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah. Chumbawamba. I
Why
get
do
knocked
you
down.
Sing with an English accent. I wake up thinking about that line all the time. Is that from that song?
It is, yeah.
Why do you sing with an English accent? I guess it's too late to change it now.
She
that is so fucking
ass.
Brutal. I love that line
fucking
so much.
Killer, yeah. Fuck him.
Woof. Yeah.
I'm talking about I'm talking about taking the bridge to Phoebe Town. I don't know if that's
another.
That's bad. I didn't mean. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned this in the comments, but I would have said it otherwise because it's. God damn, there's so many good breakup songs, but Night Shift is another one that might be hard to beat. I mean, it's so fucking good. We played it multiple times on the show, at least on the Patreon.
Oh! But, the Lucy Dacus song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is so goddamn good.
Actually, I think I have, like, maybe Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And that's, I mean, it's kind of like just about things not going well in general, but oh my God. If you want to get broken down,
woof,
yeah.
You got a fast car.
My old man got a problem with the bottle. That's just the way it is.
None of these are as good as "She Fucking Hates Me" from Muddy Little Hood. Yeah. Mud Butt.
How many
Puddle of Mud Butt?
How many listeners a month do you think Puddle of Mud has on Spotify?
Oh, that's a great question. Can we pull?
I'm on it.
Let's me and Tommy guess.
I got it.
Oh shit!
Okay, I'm gonna say. It's probably more than we think. I'm going to say 2,000.
I'm going to say it's so much more than you think.
Really?
So I thought I was going to pull it up, so I looked up, and it's a truly shocking number.
if any of us had this much money, we'd all feel like we were going to be fine no matter what.
Oh, so 500 monthly listeners? That rules.
It's 3.5 million.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
That can't be true. Who is doing that?
She Hates Me has been played over almost 210 million times.
I mean, at least 100 mil of those were Tommy.
Yeah.
That's just Spotify.
That's just Spotify.
Yeah, that's insane. Wow.
I did not realize that song was that popular. That's very funny.
We might have to do a full Puddle of Mud episode. That might help our listeners. They're the most popular band in America.
Yeah, fuck, man. We've been leaving a lot of money on the table. This is crazy.
Puddle of Mud's rise from the ashes with their sixth studio album in nearly a decade entitled Welcome to Galvania. Galvania. Oh, my God.
Galvania, wow.
I'm reading their Spotify bio. Formed in 1991, Puddle of Mud sold over 7 million. Oh, God. This is I don't like it. It's posted by. Here's the thing. You can always tell when the about of the band has either been posted by a journalist or the band. Like in the first three sentences, it's always just there's always something that, like a complimentary word. Like, Black Box isn't like other rock bands. You're like, okay. Yeah, because other rock bands get more than 100 listeners a month, you dullard.
Damn.
Fucking burn.
All right, that concludes part one of Stand By Your Band Breakup Songs Edition. Like I said, too much meat on the bone. We realized that this was going to be a very, very long one unless we split it into two. So next week, you're going to hear more of breakup songs. We have so much more, and we have the comments that you guys gave. So many people left great ones. I can't wait to get to them and to listen to the songs that you guys sent in myself. A lot of great ones. And if you're antsy to get to those breakup songs, you can go to either the Patreon. That's patreon.com/standbyyourband where people commented. That's on the free part, I believe, if you just want to read that. But also, hey, get on the old Patreon. We would appreciate it. Or if you're on my Facebook, you can see what people have sent in and join the dialogue. I'm going to record an added part to next week covering some of the songs you guys send in. So keep sending them along. And once again, Shane has some big stuff coming up. You can check his shit out at shaneisacomedian.com. You can see him all over the place. He's the best. Tommy is doing a special at the Bell House. Get tickets for that now. He's also doing his Christmas show, which is one of the best shows in New York all year long. We all look forward to it. It's so fun. He does new music every year. It's a great time. And I, once again, will be in Milwaukee area this week. I'll be in Rockford, Illinois on Thursday. I will be in Milwaukee proper at a Don't Tell show Friday. If you just look up Don't Tell Milwaukee, I bet you'll find it. And Saturday, West Bend. I will be in West Bend, Wisconsin. I want to say Michigan. And I have a bunch of shows coming up. I'm going to be in Comedy Attic That will be the end of January. I'm going to be in San Diego for New Year's Eve. It's a kind of a suburb. The Grand Comedy Club. Speaking of Grand, I'll be at Grand Rapids, Michigan in February, along with Detroit, a bunch of other places. So keep an eye out, and get on the Patreon. We love you guys. Keep it crispy. Bye.